Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, November 20th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. First off today, Apple has released iOS 14.2.1 to the public, bringing notable bug fixes for MMS messages, hearing aid devices, and touchscreen responsiveness on the iPhone 12 mini. In fact, iOS 14.2.1 is only available for the iPhone 12 mini, iPhone 12, iPhone 12 Pro, and iPhone 12 Pro Max. So if you're using an older iPhone, you won't actually have this update available. iOS 14.2.1 addresses several notable problems that iPhone 12 users have been reporting over the last month. First and foremost, many iPhone 12 users had been reporting missing messages from group text message threads using MMS. So in iOS 14.2.1, Apple says it has resolved some issues with MMS messaging, which should fix this problem. iOS 14.2.1 also resolves commonly reported problems with made-for-iPhone hearing devices paired with the iPhone 12. According to Apple, these problems were causing sound quality issues when listening to audio from an iPhone on a hearing device. And finally, iOS 14.2.1 fixes issues with touchscreen responsiveness on the lock screen for iPhone 12 mini. This was a rather bizarre problem that affected iPhone 12 mini devices when they were being used with cases or screen protectors. While it had initially appeared this could be some sort of hardware problem, Apple says that iOS 14.2.1 fixes the issue. You can update your iPhone 12 mini, iPhone 12, iPhone 12 Pro, or iPhone 12 Pro Max to iOS 14.2.1 by opening the Settings app, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. In other news, Apple has quietly included a new 128GB M1 MacBook Air in the Apple Store for Education, priced at $799. This is $100 cheaper than the education deal on the standard entry-level 256GB M1 MacBook Air. Apple offers discounted prices to educational institutions like schools and colleges, but sometimes it also adds in lower-spec machines at cheaper prices, as we're seeing here. So for education institutions, Apple is offering the standard MacBook Air base model with 256GB of storage for $899, alongside this special edition education model with 128GB for $799. So although a $100 savings by option for smaller storage may sound like a false economy, the savings can really add up when schools are buying in bulk. And schools very often don't need as much onboard storage, as it's commonplace to clear work from machines once a project is completed and longer-term things are stored on school servers. And at the other end of the scale, schools can upgrade to the top-of-the-line MacBook Air with 16GB of RAM and 2TB of storage for just over $1,500. This is a substantial savings over the retail price of $2,000. Sadly, the cheaper model is not available for direct sales to students, instead only to educational institutions. This is not the public EDU store that Apple offers to students and teachers. Instead, it's the private educational store that only schools themselves have access to. You can learn more at the link in the show notes. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9TO5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac. You can get your work done in half the time using all of the Mac technologies you've grown to love. Drag and drop, integration with other apps, and much more. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full-featured plans by heading to directmailmac.com/9TO5. To round out today, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys for a look at some of the best Apple deals of the day.
Black Friday is officially underway over at 9to5 Toys, highlighted by an incredible $120 discount on the new Apple Watch Series 6. That's on cellular models, and you can also save $50 or more off GPS and Apple Watch SE configurations as well. both of which are all-time lows. Also over at Apple's iTunes storefront, there's a new TV show sale, which is arguably its biggest of the year, with discounts on popular shows like The Office, Mad Men, and many more, all of which are at all-time low prices. You'll find all of this weekend's best deals and throughout Black Friday week next week over at 9to5toys.com and linked in the show notes below. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite offers throughout Thanksgiving and beyond.
That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen every day. Also, a quick programming note to say that we will be off next week for the Thanksgiving holiday in the United States, but we will return on November 30th for a full week of Apple News. In the meantime, you can read everything you need to know on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday, November 30th for a new week of Apple News.